WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
It seems like things are changing weekly, if not daily, regarding the pandemic. And I recently visited again with my colleague and friend, Dr. Vineet Arora, faculty member in the Department of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine, to give us a coronavirus update.
Since we last talked, there have been newer developments, and this time I'm glad to report that these are positive developments. The vaccines have started being reviewed and approved for emergency use by the FDA. We already have two that have been approved in the past couple of weeks, and across the various states, and including Kentucky, these have now been started to be administered to healthcare workers and to the folks in long-term care facilities. Since these are the most at-risk population as determined by CDC and FDA, so that's the first target that has been started with. And as we go along, there are several other vaccines in the coming weeks that would be presented to FDA. And if their data looks good and they're added on, then we will see much more access and expansion of the vaccine program. So that's a good sign that we see going into the new year, 2021. As the access increases, the hope is that the trends of the disease will start going down. Although at this point, we can see that with the holidays going on, we might still see a surge, so we'll still need to be vigilant, make sure that we don't put our guard down at this point, especially now that we know that there is light at the end of the tunnel, all the more reason to just tide over this short period, and hopefully things will get better.
Well, I guess that brings up the fact that even with the burgeoning availability of the vaccine, we still have to be careful and maintain physical distancing, wear our masks, that there is light at the end of the tunnel, but we're not out of the tunnel yet.
Absolutely correct. And that's the point I think we need to reminding ourselves and all over the place, the people around us. We keep we need to keep reminding this to each other that just the fact that it is on the horizon, or some of us are going to get it in the coming days, doesn't mean that all of a sudden this virus, this disease spread is going to vanish. We will still need to continue the same norms. It will take time for enough people to get the vaccine, and then as we move along, we'll know more about how long it works and how much transmission comes down. So we have to, as I said, we cannot let our guard down at this point. The two vaccines that have been approved as of now, they both need two doses. So if you get a single dose and then you're waiting for the other dose in 3 to 4 weeks, it doesn't mean that you are you have the full protection as claimed by the different vaccines, which may some cases may be in 90% of the range, but that is a couple of weeks after the second dose that you achieve that level. So in the interim, it's all the more reason that you want to keep everything that you have been following till now, all the recommendation guidelines of physical distancing, masking, so that you can achieve that that immunity. And even after that, since very few of us around us will have the vaccine for the coming few months, so at least till the summers, if we make short targets, let's say till the summers, we will continue with these processes that we have been following for the last several months. And hopefully by then, enough people will have the vaccine, we'll have enough immunity around to tide over.
Well, in something you touched upon a few moments ago, and we were chatting offline a few minutes ago, even though numbers of individuals with the virus continue to rise, and we have a fairly high positivity rate at this point, the treatments that our clinical colleagues have learned about and instituted over the last 9 months have really contributed to a decreasing mortality. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. And just because the vaccines have come out, I think all the focus is on vaccines, but we cannot overlook the fact that over the past 8-9 months, now clinicians know much more about this disease, and they know which patient to handle in which way. There are several options that they can utilize based on the stage of the disease, whether it is early stage where the person is not sick enough to be admitted to the hospital, in which case as an outpatient they can receive monoclonal antibodies, and if the person is sick enough to be admitted to the hospital, then there are other modalities that can be given ahead of time. The idea is to prevent people from reaching a level where they are severely sick and they need an ICU, they need a ventilator. So as long as those can be prevented, the mortality goes down. And we've seen remarkable success in the last 8-9 months. Our clinical colleagues have honed in much better on which modalities to use at which point in time so they can better target individual patient, and we can see the outcomes. Kentucky has been one of the best outcome place in terms of mortality. We see, if we compare the mortalities between Kentucky and rest of the U.S., we can see that we have fared really well, much better than several places across the country and across the world. So I would give a shout out to our clinical friends who have done a great job over the last several months.
Vanita, is there anything we've not touched on that you would want our listeners to know about before we part?
Well, I would definitely like to wish everyone a safe holiday and a happy new year for 2021. And just reiterate and reemphasize that we have all together gone through a lot over the last several months. We can see there is now hope, and we just need to make sure we don't let our guard down. And at this point, just a little more patience, and I think we'll all come out on the other side much better.
My thanks today to Dr. Vineet Arora, faculty member in the Department of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine, for giving us an update on the coronavirus pandemic. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.